Episode 2359, Are You Imagining Things?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's Friday. You made it. You're in the clear. The weekend is around the corner. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And you know what? As I look back, I think how long my weeks have been. I don't know about you, but the last few months, my weeks are getting longer. But really, my days are getting shorter, which doesn't make sense because our actual day hours when the sun is up are longer. So what am I missing here? Well, we got to just jump in because are you imagining things? Maybe we are. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, assumptions can get us as parents into trouble. Just because you think it's happening doesn't mean it is. Are you imagining things? Have you ever thought, gosh, is this really what it's going to be like? You know what it's like lying in bed and you begin to see things in the dark. When you turn on the light, what you thought you saw was nowhere close to your reality. That's how it is with parenting. We can think something is happening with our child, but really nothing may be going on. So why do we assume the worst with our children? I mean, let's be honest. If your child is going through a stage or something happens and you're like, oh my gosh, it's just because, you know, they're in the teenage years. We chalk it up to a stage. You know, we get older and we chalk it up to something else. You know, we have another excuse. We get this way with our children. And to me, it's really a red flag as to how I look at what we're doing with our parenting. You know, when we assume the worst of our children, maybe they've taken a ride with their friends and the phone rings and you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Where does your mind go in that situation? Oh my gosh, are they safe? Do I need to be worried or concerned? Like, oh my goodness, did they get pulled over by a police officer? Our minds can jump to conclusions, and that's where assumptions come in. And it can stump us as parents and stunt our own growth as we parent our children. Maybe your child had difficulty in school and all of a sudden the phone rings and it's not your home phone. It's, you know, your cell phone and you look at it and it's the school and you're like, well, what now? What's going on? This again? We can be so quick to dump and lump our children in whatever category they seem to frequent often. And sometimes rightfully so. You know, our children do go through stages and we can say, oh, they're just this. We can stereotype, label it however you want to. But I want to caution you about doing that because you're not really living in the moment with your child, understanding where they're coming from. If you want to escape this trap for parents, let go of the past. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let go of the past. That's P-A-S-T. Assumptions can limit your relationship with your child and stunt their personal development and growth. It stunts you as a parent. It stunts you knowing how to care for your child. I don't care what manual you read. There's nothing like learning on the job. And parenting is on the job training. And that's why I show up here every single week with parenting, not because I have all the answers. It's because I want to open up incredible dialogue. I want you to think about why you do what you do, not just because you saw it mentored to you. Maybe you grew up with it. You experienced it. Maybe you read a book about it. But I want you to think, really, why is it that we do what we do? Is it something that we should really consider changing? And so with our children, it's very easy for us to assume. We assume and presume. And we let them just kind of fall into that. We give them the excuse, oh, they're at this stage. But are they really? Or are we just trying to put them there so we don't have to answer to really what's going on? It's hard as a parent to really look at this and say, gosh, is it the child's fault or me as the parent's fault? I don't want you to look at fault right now, but I know that's where our minds go because I don't want to feel guilty. I don't want to think that I was a bad parent. Oh, it was them. They made the decision. I don't have to worry about it. Well, maybe you need to care a little bit more. Maybe you need to dive a little bit deeper into how you're parenting so you understand where you're coming from so you can better understand your child and where they're coming from. So let go of the past. Number one, P, possibilities over probabilities. Probabilities go hand in hand with assumptions, but possibilities allow you to see with a different set of eyes, not expecting the same thing from the past. Again, going back to, oh my goodness, they're in this stage of life. They're in their tweens or their teens, the terrible twos. We started all of that labeling, quote unquote, way back when. We even do it when they're newborn. Oh, they're just trying to get used to a routine. Really? Maybe they just don't know because you're not on the routine. Or maybe they just don't like the formula you're giving them or how you're holding them, right? I mean, this is nitpicking, I know, but this is to open up conversation. Because if we're not looking at why we're doing what we're doing, then why are we doing it? And we can talk ourselves in circles, but you've got to be willing when it comes to assumptions for your children and you look at them and you want to see them for who they are, you got to let go of that past, and that means possibilities over probabilities. You got to see what's possible. Probabilities go to, the negative. Don't live in that world. Look at possibilities. Number two, acquire the facts, not the presumptions. Just because something has happened doesn't mean it will again. Now, of course, you want to stay on top of patterns. Our children have patterns, or they have drastic changes. If either of those are going on, you really need, especially if it's serious, you need to have a conversation with them or you need to get outside help. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you are asking for help from somebody outside of the family, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just flat out saying, look, you know, I'm in this position and I'm not sure really what I need to do. And so can you help me here? Or can you help us? Sometimes we need to go to counseling together so we can understand each other, open up communication. A lot of things in our relationship with our children comes down to communications. So how are you doing it? Are you, you know, assuming and presuming, or are you acquiring the facts? Because you want to stay on top of that, whichever it is. If you're acquiring the facts, fabulous. Then keep those eyes open. Ask more questions, but don't get stuck thinking about the negative before the positive. If you're wondering what's happening, then listen to what your child is saying. You've got to listen to them. That's how you're going to acquire the facts. And then ask questions and be quiet. Let them tell you what's going on. And do not sit there and jump down their throat as soon as they say something. Oh, well, you know, I knew this would happen if. No, back off. Because believe it or not, our children are brilliant. But for some reason, we don't think they got it all together. Now, in some circumstances, yes, they have to learn, but they learn in different ways than we do as parents. And I know it's been a long time since you've been a child, but you have got to give them room to grow. And you do that by acquiring the facts, not the presumptions or the assumptions. Number three, S, substitute quality over quantity. Too much of our days are stacked with activities and responsibilities. Now, responsibilities are important. We need to follow through with those. It's part of life. Activities, are they really that important? We do get a lot from activities. But the thing is we are just stuffing our lives with, I got to go here, I got to go there. And if I'm not, I'm missing out. Really? Is it all about FOMO, fear of missing out? Don't drive that into your children, please. That is one thing you do not want to gift them. So substitute quality over quantity. Your child needs to know that she matters. Your son needs to know that he matters. This is where your presence shines. You get to be there for them. And it doesn't mean you have to be there 24/7, 365. Because yes, maybe you have to go to work and earn money for the family so you could provide what your child wants. That's part of your responsibility. But it's also part of our responsibility as a parent to be present for them, to tune into this and understand that it's about quality. Are we just sitting in a living room after dinner with just no conversation? All these different electronics going on, but nobody's talking to one another? What would happen if you would just get in the car and go for a drive? Or go and do something for an hour together? Experience something together. And yes, that means putting down the phone, putting away the tablet, and doing what you know that you need to do with your child. Substitute quality over quantity. And finally, number 4T, take aim. Do what you know needs to be done. We hesitate too much as parents. And when we do that, we miss the mark. We miss that opportunity to influence our children. I want to remind you today that you are their greatest influencer. So how you see yourself is how they are reflected. Because it's your reflection that they see. Think about that. And it's hard to imagine. But you see, we're imagining everything else. We're imagining the bad, the good, more so the ugly. And we don't know where it's going to take them. And then we put ourselves in their shoes and we're like, oh, I remember when it was growing up. Yeah, I do too. But times have changed too. And so it's important that we as parents don't make assumptions and don't just put them in this, oh, well, you know, when we were growing up, this is what we did. Maybe that's the truth. I know for me, when I was growing up, we actually played together. We went over to each other's homes. Do you know what it's like to play today? Oh, no, no, no. We get on computers and we're at our own homes and nobody comes over because that's how it works for gamers. Now, maybe you don't have a gamer in your family, but whomever you do have in your family, whatever category they fill as into how they are living out their childhood, you need to take aim on their behalf. Do what you know needs to be done. You don't have to be mean, but yes, you can be very, well, you could say demanding, but you could be very particular. If you know they don't need a lot of room to maneuver, then don't give it to them. But if you know that, gosh, if they just spread their wings and fly a little bit more, it will help them. So you give them a little more freedom. You know what your child needs. The key is doing that, following through. That's where you got to take aim. Action ignites motivation. So bury the assumptions and embrace the present. Go out today, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.